Den lyd, I hører i baggrunden, det er det, jeg vil kalde for ambiente. Jeg står nemlig lige præcis uden for Nissans pitgarage på Kadama-racerbanen, og det, jeg er her for, det er at overvære den 6. afdeling af Formel E-verdensmesterskabet 2026, altså Formel E. For de fuldt elektriske biler, det er jo sådan, at Nissan de har deltaget i Formel E-mesterskabet i temmelig mange år faktisk, mere eller mindre siden den 3. sæson, og det er 12. sæson, vi er i på nuværende tidspunkt. Og Nissan har udviklet deres biler, parallelt med selvfølgelig, at de udvikler deres almindelige biler til at medicere produktion. Men det er meget sjældent, at man har muligheden for at tale med den øverst ansvarlige for et sådan projekt, som det Nissan er gået ind i. Men ham skal vi tale med om et øjeblik. Han hedder Tommaso Volpe. Han er motorsportsdirektør hos Nissan i Nissan Globalt. Og han er meget, meget tæt på Formel E-engagementet, fordi Nissan og elektricitet og elbiler hører jo meget, meget tæt sammen. Jeg tror, rigtig mange mennesker kender en Nissan Leaf. Og man kender også her i nyere tid faktisk den bil, der blev årets bil i Danmark 2026, nemlig en Nissan Micra. Og de biler, de er altså skabt som konsekvens af Nissans meget store satsning på elektromobilitet. Og for at kunne gøre de her ting rigtigt, så afprøver de bilerne helt ude i ekstremerne. Men jeg tænkte mig at tale med Tommaso Volpe omkring netop, hvordan er sammenhængen mellem det, som de yder her på racerbanerne. Selvfølgelig vil de gerne vinde et mesterskab. Sidste år blev Oliver Rowland verdensmester i en Nissan. Men hvordan hænger det sammen med serieproduktion? Tommaso Volpe, you are the chief, so to say, the head of the Nissan Motorsport. And you have been in this business for quite many years. I see a transition from driving in the city centers into driving on permanent racetracks, maybe a little bit modified, like this Kadama racetrack. Basically, I think because the cars are getting faster and faster and faster, next year they will be even more faster. How is it possible to keep this DNA of the Formula E when you're moving it out of the city?
Well, I think so far we achieved quite well to have faster cars and still having energy management at the core of the sport, which makes the sport different. And this is our briefing also for Gen 4. We are asking FIO and FIA to keep energy management at the core of the sport. What would be definitely interesting in Gen 4 is to show the flexibility of the car. The car for sure can be utilized for very, very fast racing, so what in Formula One is the sprint racing. We could have something like this in Gen 4 with Formula E, but still we want to have energy management races as well. This is important.
And I have to tell the listeners that Gen 4, that is a coming season, that is in 27. Now we are racing with Gen 3, the last season with the with this formula. It has developed, but what is interesting is also that you as a representative of a car mark, which is common to a lot of people, and I think there's a very big cooperation between you and the production brand.
Well, I think, to be honest, I'm very happy to be working for a brand like Nissan, because differently from other brands which are more focused on sport cars and then they go to motorsport to showcase their specific sporting DNA, Nissan has a broader portfolio. We had sport cars like the GTR and the Z, but of course most of our portfolio is composed of more diverse vehicles. And I think Formula E is a unique opportunity to show how electrification is a very flexible technology that can be utilized for performance, but for efficiency, for family vehicles, etc., etc. And that's why we are proud to be winning races by transferring Nissan R&D from our electrification department in R&D, which has produced Nissan Leaf so far, not an electric sport car. But still, with the same R&D, we have been able to win races because the engineering challenges of maximizing the efficiency of the electric powertrain is exactly the same. So I think the narrative is a little bit different from us, is a genuine and powerful message that electrification and our expertise in electrification can help us to win races as well.
So in some way it's branding, but I guess you're also testing everything in the extreme, so to say, which you're never doing with a mainstream brand like Nissan is.
Absolutely, no, but the technology is pushed at the extreme here in terms of performance and efficiency. But the motor is at 350 kilowatt, and I mean, it will be at 350 kilowatt. Or 250 kilowatt. It doesn't make a huge difference if you look at the kilowatt that we use in our vehicles as well. What it makes these cars sport cars is how high is the energy efficiency. So how much of the energy they take from the battery and they transform into traction. And this engineering challenge is common to our electric vehicles as well. The only difference is that in some vehicles, if you increase the efficiency, this is transformed in the longer range. In other vehicles, it's transformed in a higher performance on track. But the engineering challenge at the base is exactly the same. So that's why we can transfer so much expertise between road cars and electric vehicles on track.
I guess the computing also play a very big part. I mean, the way you are setting up the car, I remember you once said you were starting out with 70,000 different plans for the day, and then you have cut it down to 70 before the race. But when the race is going on, you basically only have one, which you may change a little bit on the way.
This is more purely speaking on racing operations. Of course, how to use the car, how to set up the car, the scenarios that you try to predict before the race. Of course, this is pretty much racing management. This is part of the race operations and is a little bit less of an area that we can transfer to the core business, but it's still connected to a product, which is the Formula E car, which is full of Nissan R&D.
But you have to handle it. I mean, you're driving with the same tire, whether it is snow or ice or what it is. Now here in Jarama in Spain, you had this unpredictable situation that it was raining in the free practice and in the qualifying, and now you're going to race in a dry track probably.
Yeah, this is probably an element of commonality with normal cars. You never know what happens with a car. And actually, we have so many scenarios here, but still fewer than the scenarios of a normal car, because you never know who is the driver, you never know how he drives, you never know where the car is driven. So in a way, the sophistication of the software managing the energy management, the vehicle dynamics in a normal car is higher, because there are so many more things that can happen to a normal vehicle. But of course, this is another similarity. What we try to do at the race, when we prepare the race with our simulator, is to try to predict so many events that can happen with a car and to optimize the behavior of the car based on that scenario. And this is, again, similar to what the software preparation is made for normal cars.
And then the last question, because I think you have other things to do than talking with me. Looking into the future this year, Oliver Rowland won the World Championship last year for Nissan, and he's third in the World Championship at the moment. How will you push him onto the first position?
Well, we just need to make the maximum number of points each race. The main thing that we can manage, of course, we try to make the most of each race, but the one thing that we can manage is to let him not feel accomplished. I mean, he has to feel still hungry of victories and successes and podiums and winnings, because this is the only way for a driver to keep on being at the top. But I think he's still very hungry, and he still wants to win.
So. If he's not, then he's not a race driver.
Exactly.
I thank you very much. Thank you
very much. Bye.
Tommaso Volpe svarer på mit spørgsmål om, hvordan man kan fastholde Formel E-DNA'et, selvom løbene, der oprindeligt mest fandt sted i bycentrene, nu i stigende omfang afvikles på permanente racerbaner som Jarama-racerbanen nord for Madrid, hvor optagelsen den fandt sted. Han svarer, at det faktisk er lykkedes meget godt, fordi det helt centrale er at fastholde energistyringen i alle dens aspekter som det, der retfærdiggør eksistensen af Formel E, underforstået, at det ikke så meget er, hvor bilerne rent faktisk kører. Tommaso Volpe taler om næste generation af Formel E-racerbiler, hvor det er vigtigt at vise racerbilernes fleksibilitet. Jeg kan tilføje, at næste generation af Formel E-racerbilerne, som debuterer til næste år, er meget hurtigere end den nuværende, og Volpe fortæller, at racerløbene måske endda vil inkludere sprintløb, som man ser det i Formel 1, men energistyringselementet skal fortsat eksistere. Og jeg skal så tilføje, at det inkluderer, at bilerne for fortsat at kunne bringe teknikken ud i ekstremerne skal være hurtigere, så hurtige, at det ikke på samme måde er passende til race i bycentrene. Jeg peger på, at Nissan er et mainstream bilmærke, og Tommaso Volpe bekræfter samhørigheden med udviklingen af biler til seriefremstilling, og nævner ikke mindst, at man er stolt over at kunne vinde motorløb i Formel E med racerbiler, baseret på den samme teknologi, som Nissan Leaf er skabt på. Det kan lade sig gøre, fordi det handler om at maksimere ydelse og energieffektivitet, herunder at bruge mest muligt af batteriernes effekt til at styre bilernes fremdrift. Et stort tak for snakken til Nissans globale motorsportsdirektør Tommaso Volpe, som også står i spidsen for Nissan Formel E-teamet. Med de ord er slut på motorprogrammet i denne uge. Jeg hedder Søren Clouding, og jeg er tilbage igen i næste uge med, efter planen, en prøvekørsel af den nye Volvo EX30. Og så skal vi også se nærmere på en anden ny elektrisk bil på det danske marked, Changan Deepal S05, som lancerer sig hjemme sidst i april. Men det er først i næste uge. Hvis du i mellemtiden vil se billeder og læse mere, også om Formel E-verdensmesterskabet, så besøg motorsiden.dk og formel-e.dk. Motorsiden.dk og formel-e.dk præsenterer sig Mazda, aktuelt med Mazda 6e, den fulde elektriske bil, der kombinerer design, teknologi og godt håndværk.